You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We now know who the Nuggets are going to play in their first round playoff series. They're going to square off against LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. Game one will be this Saturday at Ball Arena. The city's going to start buzzing again with playoff action for both the NBA and the National Hockey League. Speaking of basketball, let me throw in this story really quick. There's something going around where they're comparing the contract of the WNBA's number one draft pick, Caitlin Clark. You know, she's just been the buzz in sports over the last few months. As a rookie, her salary for 4 years will be a total of $338,000. She's going to average, what is that, roughly $80,000 a year? $85,000?
Yep, yeah.
Whereas the number one draft pick in the NBA, in his first 4 years, he'll make $55 million.
This was our dinner conversation last night between the four of us talking about Caitlin Clark and how she's going to just be making like $76,000 this year and how crazy it was and how much she's done for women's sports and women's basketball, and she's making less than the Denver Nuggets mascot.
Yeah, we're going to get to that here in a second.
Which is crazy.
Her salary compared to the NBA's number one draft pick, she'll be making 0.6% what he makes. God.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in her 4 years, she'll make less than Rocky makes in one season. In fact, she'll make less than three of the NBA's mascots make in that's in 4 years.
We, you know, my argument was that she'd make up for it in endorsement money.
She
will.
Know?
And, I mean, she's earning about $3.5 million, it sounds like, right now for endorsements, which is still quite low for somebody at the top of the game.
But that's her. And you got to think about the other WNBA players. They're not getting these $3.5 million contracts.
But it's
and
still
I know we're gonna start
incredibly
getting
low.
We're going to start getting text messages. Well, their ratings aren't the same. I get that.
Look, that was my argument, too. They're not as big.
We're in the business of ratings. We know how that works.
We know.
But 0.6%.
But still, to be who she is and what she's done for the sport, just to be making $76,000 this year, is horrible. It's so small.
I think what's going to happen, though, is that she's going to be the cause of change.
You could
and
be right.
That's I think it's there's no doubt, especially as this story makes sense.
You can get more butts in seats, I think, because of her. And
correct. And you know what? The fact that they point out that she in 4 years, she's going to make less than some mascots make.
It led to also the conversation of what Taylor Swift's song, The Man, is all about last night with Reed. So
well, I'm glad you guys have these little chats around the table.
Well, yeah, I mean, Reed's into basketball, so we've been watching a lot of the WNBA.
Shifting gears, I'm somebody who flies. I probably am on 10 or 12 flights a year overall, maybe a little more this year. There's a story coming out that's going to have people either cheering or screaming in complaint. Apparently, the airline industry has begun phasing out seats that recline. Yay!
Oh, no!
There's many reasons why, and it's probably about 50-50. There's half of people who want to recline their seat because, you know, that whole 2 inches that you recline, oh, that makes all the difference in the world. So ridiculous. I have never reclined a seat on an airplane, and I never will because I've had them in my chin too many times from the people in front of me. I won't do that to other people. But, you know, we live in a world that's all about me, all about me, all about me. So, but they say the reason that they're going to be phasing these out is mostly financial. One, seats that recline are heavier, and so therefore the planes use more fuel.
Oh, okay.
And then they just have to pass along those costs to you. And the seats that recline break down more often, so they need more mechanical parts and more maintenance. And so it's just a money thing.
Okay.
So as of right now, this is just in economy. Those of you who fly first class, you might still be able to recline.
You can lay down. You can lay down in the aisle if you want up there.
Get a load of this story. You'll like this. Some of our listeners are taking Ozempic or some of these other drugs that, you know, were originally created for other purposes, like diabetes and such. But, you know, let's face it. The truth is most people are taking it these days, I think. I'd love to see the stats. for trying to lose some weight. Well, there's a story that's out now that says women who take Ozempic are much more fertile, and they say there are many unexpected pregnancies popping up around the country, so much so that they're saying this is a little mini baby boom, and they're calling them Ozempic babies.
Now, is it because of the medication, or are you just thinner and you have more energy to make sweet, sweet love, so there's a correlation?
It's the medication, because what these drugs do is they slow the absorption of things, including oral medications, which means contraceptives. So if you're taking the pill and Ozempic, the pill may not be as effective. And so, surprise!
Hey!
Ozempic baby!
Who's my Ozempic baby?
Listen, check with your doctor. I'm not trying to scare anybody, just making you aware of Ozempic babies. Check with your doctor. Jeremy and I were talking about the story that's out about late night snacks. Neither one of us are late night snacker.
I'm already in bed, yeah.
But a lot of people are. Supposedly something like a third of people describe themselves as late night snackers. And the top choices, cookies, ice cream, and chips. That's not really surprising, I guess.
No, I'm going for the Reese's Puffs if I'm going to do it. I'm going to go big.
The Puffs.
Reese's Puffs.
And the number one spot for people to do their late night snacking is in bed.
Oh.
Crumbs.
Yeah, crumbs everywhere.
Oh, I don't care about that. What else is trending?
Well, I do want to tell you that trending is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. Knock out seasonal allergies with a whole home air purifier with any furnace or air conditioner replacement during the month of April. Learn more at efficientcomfortco.com. All right, so multiple companies are getting ready for Friday, mostly the big streamers, Spotify, Amazon Music, and then the socials, Instagram, Facebook, X, because why, Dom, why?
Why?
Taylor Swift's new album is dropping this Friday, The Tortured Poets Department. And right now, the big news story is basically Spotify, because her last album crashed Spotify. And so it's like all hands on deck is what I'm reading. They're redirecting servers, getting everybody in, and they're just basically preparing for a massive amount of people to go online on Friday and listen to her music. And I know it'll be hot and heavy in my house. 17 new tracks. Well, 16, including one bonus track. So there's your 17. I am excited for one on there called Fortnite that's going to be released, and it's going to be Tay-Tay and Post Malone. And I'm a big Posty fan. So get ready, buddy. The internet's going to break on Friday because Tay-Tay's at it again. She needs another billion.
And you know what? I'm sure some of her songs will be all over Mix 100.
So. I hope so. Check your cans of ginger ale. If you've been sipping on them and you feel like you've got a massive jolt, well, it's because a lot of the recent ones that released that say zero sugar on them actually has full sugar, chocked full of sugar. It's the Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale. Pepsi's recalling more than 230 cases because there was some sort of mix-up in the recipe, and they decided to dump a vat full of sugar into your ginger ale.
Hooray! Sure tastes good, though.
That is a soda that, for some reason, we always have two or three cans down in the fridge for some reason for
ginger ale.
Sick kids or just a mixer, I guess. Yeah,
I like ginger. I never drink it, but I like it.
Yeah, I have no beef with ginger ale. And I go full strength when I get it. None of this fake sugar. Give me the real stuff. Did you know that they're doing a Naked Gun remake? Liam Neeson is coming to play the role of Lieutenant Frank Drebin, and Pamela Anderson is now joined the cast of the Naked Gun reboot.
Pamela Anderson. Is she still relevant?
Yes and no. I mean, there's been a few on like Netflix biopics and things like that. That Hulu one about and Tommy Lee, and then she just did a book.
She is back in the news.
So, yeah, so she's back in the news. So this new movie scheduled to hit in July of 25. I don't know if you can beat the originals. I was a Naked Gun kid. That was one of those movies that kind of influenced my humor. Up there with like Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part 2 and all that.
Starring, among others, O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson. Country people, here you go. Garth Brooks is set to return to Las Vegas and resume his Garth Brooks Plus One residency at Caesar's Palace. This is something I might have to treat Nick Nack to. Kicking off tomorrow, April 18th. How many concerts? 40 concerts on tap now between now and December 22nd. Lowest ticket prices seem to be around $300 if you want to go see Mr. Brooks, which I do. That was one of the greatest concerts I've ever been to, so that'd be a fun date weekend.
The drawback is that you got to go to Vegas.
I know, but it's Caesars. Caesars is pretty cool. So it turns out that Axe body spray repels more than women. It actually repels sheep as well. I guess a bunch of farmers have figured out that they can spray the male sheep, and it neutralizes their natural pheromones so the sheep won't fight each other. Opposite, when two dudes put on Axe, they go out in the street and fight each other in their Ed Hardy t-shirts. The specific scent is called Axe Africa. That's supposed to work the best. So if you're raising sheep right now and they're constantly fighting, get yourself some Axe body spray and hose them down, okay?
No!
Do we want to stop sheep from fighting?
I don't know. I feel like two big fluffy sheep fighting would be quite adorable.
Well, you know, I mean, it's part of evolution that they battle. So are we, like, interfering with the natural order of things?
No, because if they're at the farm, they're probably being artificially inseminated, so they don't need to fight. Hose them down.
No!
Oh, that story makes me chuckle. An elephant was running loose in Butte, Montana. I might be up in Butte, Montana this summer. I guess they had to close the town down after it escaped from a traveling circus. I'm on the elephant side.
Same.
Run, buddy, run.
Run.
Run to Yellowstone.
I'm with you.
Get out of there.
You can run all the way back to Africa. That would
please,
be great.
Please, get on a ship and get on a Carnival cruise and get the hell out of here. It's National Banana Day. Yeah. They say that.
Did you see the percentage of people who like to eat them fully green?
Like almost 30% or something? Who are these monsters?
Well, that's 30% who like it a little bit green.
Oh, and I'm not
green. Down on a little bit.
I don't
but
like
fully
it.
Green, there's also a percentage of people who want them completely green.
Monsters, psychopaths, those
too
people.
Hard to peel. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, and they're hard and they taste crappy.
They don't taste good.
Mm-hmm. They say they are the top impulse produce purchase. Yeah. Hey, do we need bananas? I don't know. I'll throw them in the cart. I don't know. Story here talking about bosses. Most bosses think their employees are doing great when it comes to avoiding work burnout. But if you do a survey, everybody is burnt out essentially at work, and the bosses have no idea. They say 9 in 10 bosses think everyone is loving work, they're doing great, but in reality, most people are dreading going in every day.
A little out of touch, eh?
They're out of touch. I mean, how do you fix that? Don't throw a pizza party, for God's sakes. Please don't throw a pizza party. Please don't throw a pizza party.
Just give them more money.
Just give them more money. On the heels of that, there is this story talking about how, where's it at? Like 7% of people of this survey, 1,800 people were surveyed, 7% have left a job to ensure a better life for their pets. So they're sitting at work all day.
Oh my God.
Worried about their pet. And they're like, I can't work here anymore because Fluffy's at home.
Oh,
I gotta go
that's
save
great.
My fur baby. It's kind of funny.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this guy in this video with massive fast reflexes. It was at a Cleveland Monsters minor league hockey game the other day, and a stray puck went flying off the ice into the crowd, and this dude shot up, threw his hand across, and saved this little 4-year-old's face, essentially. So they brought him back to honor him during the game this last Saturday. He's a hero. He truly saved this kid's face. And he was so quick. So check out the video on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Wow. I've seen the aftermath of somebody who was struck in the face at a hockey
bloody,
game by a puck that came into the stands.
Mess, yeah.
And it was bad.
It's like getting hit in the face with a green banana.